KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Unfortunately, we got Portland too, but you know, not everybody in Portland can be as sane as you are. 1848, Mexican Cession. After the Mexican-American War, we gained these vast territories. You know, I collect antique maps, and some of my favorite maps involved the Mexican Cession. It shows the Republic of Texas as this vast land that kind of followed the southwest boundary of the Louisiana Purchase. Well, we gained California, Nevada, Utah, and parts of Arizona and New Mexico in 1848. Huge land grab at that time. 1853, the Gadsden Purchase. There's this little strip of land in parts of Arizona and New Mexico. If you look at the how the boundary kind of follows Mexico, then there's kind of this little dip, this little kind of rectangular property. That's called the Gadsden Strip. And we bought that, 1853, the Gadsden Purchase. Bought it from Mexico. 1867, Russia sold us, in what was termed at the time, Seward's Folly. We purchased Alaska. Yes. Aren't you glad we have Alaska? Yes. Think about if Russia still had Alaska. With, you know, it'd be kind of like... Canada would be kind of like Ukraine, right? Yeah, except no, we got Alaska out there. 1898, through military victory, Spanish-American War, we got Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and Guam. I've been to all of them. I like all three of them. 1899, we annex American Samoa in a settlement with Britain and Germany. 1917, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Oh, St. Thomas, beautiful place. Guess who we bought it from? The same people that are trying to keep us from taking over Greenland. Denmark. Yeah. We purchased the U.S. Virgin Islands from Denmark. And in 1947, we got the Mariana Islands, we got the Caroline Islands and the Marshall Islands. Those became U.S. territories after World War II. So it's not like we haven't done this before. We have done it before, and it's time to do it again. I want Greenland. The vice president has been in Greenland, and I would play this first. It's only 5 seconds, but I can't play it because it uses the S word. But immediately getting off the plane and walking out onto the into the gate area, he immediately says, "It's cold as feces here," except to use the S word instead. But then during the trip, he says, "Yes."
Our message is very simple. Yes, the people of Greenland are going to have self-determination. We hope that they choose to partner with the United States because we're the only nation on earth that will respect their sovereignty and respect their security, because their security is very much our security, as these brave Americans show.
So we've kind of weaseled a little bit. Trump wants to buy Greenland. He wants to annex Greenland. He wants to make Greenland the 51st state. And now we're just going to allow them to do a self-determination. It's so typical Trump. If you're going to negotiate, throw out the most absurd thing that you can. Well, we're just going to take over Greenland. And then you can start working your way back and eventually get what you want. And I think that's what he's doing here. But have you ever thought, why? Why Greenland? Why is it that we need to either partner with Greenland? I'd love to have it as a state, quite frankly. That would be my preference. Let's just get Denmark to cede it to us. The vice president is right. Let the small population of Greenland vote. And if they want to become the 51st state, then let's have Congress vote on it, and let's bring them in as the 51st state. Yeah. Why would you want to do that? Trump is not the first to try to do this. In fact, Trump is the third president to do this. Andrew Johnson tried to purchase Greenland in 1867. Guess who his Secretary of State was? Yeah, William Seward, the same guy that bought Seward's Folly, that bought Alaska. Turned out to be a pretty good thing, right? Well, Seward was trying to explore buying Greenland alongside Alaska, only the Alaska deal went through. So it's not the first time that we've tried to do this. Our aspirations to own Greenland go all the way back nearly 160 years, 1867. President Truman tried to buy Greenland. In 1946, Truman proposed buying Greenland for $100 million in gold. Why? Well, because Truman, because of his Cold War fears about Soviet influence, wanted to get that into the U.S. fold. Denmark rejected the offer. I wouldn't say Denmark was stupid, but Denmark now, because they're like a typical European state, trying to go down this path of a European welfare state and allowing all this, what they call mass migration, all these foreigners into their country, is turning Denmark into another hellhole, another crap hole country in Europe. And don't get me wrong, I love Europe, but it's turning into a crap hole. And then, guess who else tried to take over Greenland? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. A few Greenland facts next.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action. World champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend, you can listen during the weekday, too, on your free iHeartRadio app or on your laptop, computer, whatever. Just search for this radio station, 630-KHOW, 630-KHOW. And I'm on air 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday on that radio station. Of course, you can listen to it through the podcast, too. But if you want to listen live, on your iHeart app, it's 630-KHOW, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, which would be, what, 8 to noon on the East Coast. So I want Greenland. I really do. I think that for economic reasons, for geopolitical reasons, for national security reasons, for our economy, I think Greenland would be a fantastic addition to this country. How about this? Let's switch out California for Greenland. You want to do that? We can give California away. Yeah, everybody hates in California. I love it. Or New York or New York or Illinois. We can give New York or Illinois away. How about that? Yeah. So the you know who the last president was to really try to talk about getting Greenland? Donald Trump. No, not Harry Truman. Yeah, Truman tried in 1946, and he was worried about Soviet influence. Trump talked about it during his first term, too. He floated the idea about buying Greenland, and that made headlines all over the country. Go back on your Wayback Machine, your Google machine, to August of 2019. He called it a large real estate deal for national security reasons. And he was right then, and he's even more so right today, because of the influence of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, of course, Denmark obviously dismissed the notion, and the leaders of Greenland itself asserted their autonomy. So this is not, there's Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. We set foot on Greenland during World War II and still do have a presence there. Now, we did it in World War II to try to keep the Nazis from gaining a foothold. Well, the same thing applies today, except that it's not, well, we should always be worried about Nazis, but we're more worried about the Chinese Communist Party. Now, Denmark, air quote here, owns Greenland as a constituent country within the Kingdom of Denmark. In 1814, after the Napoleonic Wars, Norway was forced to relinquish a bunch of territories when its alliance with Napoleonic France began to crumble. The Norwegian Historical Association has some pretty good blurbs about this if you want to go look it up and read about it. But Denmark, who was aligned with the victorious powers, got Greenland and the other territories. Norway was transferred from Danish to Swedish control. It wasn't a voluntary handover, but a consequence of wartime negotiations and a territorial realignment that was dictated by the treaty's terms. So it's poor old Greenland. You just need, you need a permanent family. You need a forever home. So we've gone to the country shelters, and we looked at all the countries in the shelter, and we've picked you. And we want to give you a forever home. In 2009, Denmark gave Greenland self-rule. There were demands within the population living on the island. They wanted autonomy and self-determination. So Denmark granted that, but they retained control over foreign affairs and defense. as that's all according to the Danish Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I would ask Greenlanders this. You look at NATO, or break down the components of NATO. Think about the UK, France, Germany. Think about Belgium, the Netherlands. None of those countries have a coordinated defense. None of those countries really have a defense infrastructure of their own. They're predominantly reliant upon the United States and have been since World War II, since the inception of NATO. NATO can't get its act. NATO talks about wanting to put troops on the ground in the Russia-Ukraine war. What troops? And who's going to be in charge? Do you think the Germans are going to acquiesce to the French being in charge of the troops, boots on the ground? Do you think that Britain's going to agree for Germany to have control over the boots on the ground? No. The only country that can really bring any sort of cohesion to NATO is the United States of America. The industrial base of the component countries of NATO are in complete disarray. Their defense industries can't talk to each other. Their armaments are not interoperable. They all have their own different systems. It's a disparate group of countries that tried, by creating the European Union, trying to create the United States of Europe, is in essence what they were trying to do to compete with us, and that's falling apart. And it's dysfunctional. And quite frankly, it's one of the most progressive, socialist, Marxist organizations in the entire world. Nobody wants to call a spade when it comes to NATO or the EU, but Trump is, and I certainly am too. I'm not opposed to NATO. I think we need that alliance. But I think they need to carry their fair share, and I think they need to get their act together and quit relying upon us. But I don't hold that much hope for that. So if you're Greenland, you're like the little bastard child. You're like the little orphan. Denmark gave you autonomy, but they still control all of your national security. And think about that. Of all the NATO countries, who do you want really in charge of your national security? Denmark? I mean, hell's bells, at least the Germans and the France and the Brits sort of got their act together. But Trump and this country understands that there is a geopolitical realignment taking place. And I think it's time for Greenland to recognize that. A couple more things about Greenland when we get back from the break that I think, if you're not persuaded yet, might help you get persuaded that Trump's on the right path here. Now, the tactics, that's up for the debate. But I really do want Greenland. So we came with Michael Brown. Text line is 33103, keyword Michael. Follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Tell me what you think about Greenland. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
After more than a year of war, terror, and pain in Israel, the need for security essentials and support for first responders is still critical. Even in times of ceasefire, Israel must be prepared for the next attack, wherever it may come from, as Israel is surrounded by enemies on all sides. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supported and will continue to support the people of Israel with life-saving security essentials. Your gift today will help save lives by providing bomb shelters, armored security vehicles, and ambulances, firefighting equipment, flak jackets and bulletproof vests, and so much more. Your generous donation today will help ensure the people of Israel are safe and secure in the days to come. Give a gift to bless Israel and her people by visiting supportifcj.org. That's one word, supportifcj.org, or call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. 888-488-4325.
Thank you. Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. The text line, the number's 33103. Keyword, Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. What are you waiting for? Go do that right now. So Denmark technically owns Greenland, but we've been responsible for their military security, Greenland's military security, since around 1951. That defense agreement was signed during the Cold War, because we wanted to secure the North Atlantic against any sort of Soviet expansion. And we wanted to leverage Greenland's strategic Arctic position, and that's what we've been able to do. And that defense pact allows us to maintain bases in Greenland, like Thule Air Force Base, which is a key military installation. And what that operates as a forward operating base. So it gives us a presence to monitor and deter any potential threats from the Soviet Union, and quite frankly, I think from the Chinese Communist Party, too. It has all sorts of advanced radar systems. We can track ballistic missiles and aircraft, civilian and military, for that matter. And we're able to track all of the Russian activity in the Arctic, which they are slowly trying to take control of. So it gives us a front row seat to monitor Russia. And as China starts to make moves, it does exactly the same thing. And the shipping lanes, that's also important. So both the United States and Greenland are part of something called the Arctic Council. That's a forum that addresses regional issues like, you know, climate change. But it also does really serious stuff about policy in the Arctic region, research in the Arctic region, treaties about, you know, who's going to control, be able to do things in the Arctic. So it's all part of it. And Greenland has all of these huge deposits of rare earth minerals, all the vital tech minerals that we need for computers and laptops and missile systems and everything else, which obviously we got an economic and security reason for. And they're unable, Denmark's unable, and if Denmark is unable, Greenland's certainly unable to really exploit those for the good of the people that live on the island. Do you know that the ice sheet that covers Greenland, which wasn't always there, by the way, covers about 80% of the land and holds enough water that theoretically you could raise global sea levels by 24 feet if it entirely melted. Now, that's according to NASA, so take it with a grain of salt. But for comparison, that's twice the height of the Statue of Liberty, just to give you some idea of how much ice there is there. Now, despite the kind of cold reputation, we were listening to the 5-second soundbite of Vance getting off the plane. It's colder than you know what here. So despite the icy reputation and the cold reputation that it has, Viking Eric the Red named Greenland. Why? Trying to attract settlers. Though it's mostly covered in ice. Now, the U.S. got its name from an explorer, too. Amerigo Vespucci. We've got weather stations there. We operated a secret nuclear-powered weather station called Camp Century in Greenland's ice. We abandoned it in 1967. It's now a relic of American ingenuity that's buried underneath the snow. But it's the world's largest island. It covers about 836,000 square miles. It's home to an overwhelming, whopping 56,000 people. Now, we span about 3.8 million square miles compared to their 836,000 square miles. And we've got a population that's getting closer all the time to 350 million people. So I think it's of vital interest to us. And I'd like to see us get it. However, even if it's a territory. I gladly take Greenland in as a territory. Maybe bring them in, don't make those, well, might become a tax haven if we do that, but I was going to say don't make them pay U.S. income taxes, in which case I might start broadcasting from England if we didn't have to pay income taxes. How about that? I don't know what the time difference is. I just go look that one up. I didn't look that one up. But wouldn't it be great, geopolitically, national security reasons, economic reasons? It all makes sense. And it's not like we haven't acquired territory before, so all of a sudden, everybody's all, oh, we can't do this. We've been trying to do it for more than 160 years. So maybe Trump can pull it off. And I think all those facts that I gave you about Greenland are all good reasons about why we actually should try to get it. The other thing that's going on that I wanted to touch on before we finish today is the whole thing about Tesla. Tesla is, did you see, if you haven't seen it, it's on my X timeline. Did you see the interview that Brett Baer of Special Report, it's the show that comes on, I think Mountain Time is about 4 o'clock, so maybe 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Brett Baer hosts a program on Fox News called Special Report. And on Thursday and Friday, he interviewed Elon Musk and about 7-8 members of the Doge team. It was a, I don't necessarily always like what Brett Baer does, but that was an exceptional interview, and I'd encourage you to go watch it. You really should watch all of it. And if you have people, if you have friends and acquaintances, family members that are opposed to Doge and what it's doing, then by all means beg them to go watch this interview. And it'll answer a lot of questions. And if you have time, watch the additional interview that he did with Elon Musk alone. The guy's more impressive than that. I mean, forget his Asperger's. He really was impressive. But he talked about all of the attacks on Tesla. Well, they haven't stopped. Fox News reports.
We begin with Madison Scarpino at a Tesla service shop in Atlanta where protests are expected later today. Madison?
Hi, Alicia. That's right. There are set to be hundreds of protests nationwide today at different Tesla locations, including this one here in Atlanta. And the goal is to stop Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, the
that's stupid. So I conclude that if you want to stop the Department of Government Efficiency, then you are for necessarily waste, fraud, and abuse. Or you just don't like Elon Musk, which that's fine. A lot of people don't like me. Call somebody that cares. But wait till you hear what some Democrats say. And by the way, for all of you that are burning Teslas, or, you know, like Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona that sold his Tesla, sold both of his Teslas, and bought an internal combustion gas guzzling, I forget what it was, a Ford, it was like a big giant Ford Suburban or something. But whatever it was. Oh, so you're only like a part-time member of the Church of the Climate Activists. You only care about the environment when it fits your political principles. Is that it? So your principles are always shifting? These people are nuts.
These protesters are a part of the so-called Tesla takedown, and the group is calling today a global day of action against the car maker. According to the Tesla takedown website, the group wants people to, quote, sell your Teslas, dump your stock, and join the picket lines. They're protesting Musk's role in Doge. He spearheaded severing government agencies, but Musk says this is an effort to expose waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. There have been plenty Tesla protests leading up to today. Here are protesters from Monday in California. Listen.
I definitely have wanted to flip off Tesla drivers when I see them, but here we go.
I want to do a peaceful demonstration, and it's not just about Elon Musk and Tesla. It's our whole democracy.
The Tesla Takedown Group wants these protests to be peaceful and say it opposes any violence or destruction of property. But there are reports of violence from counter-protesters earlier this month, and this all comes after a string of attacks on Tesla dealerships, car owners, and charging stations nationwide. And the FBI launching a task force this week to crack down on the Tesla attacks. On Wednesday, one man accused of using Molotov cocktails to torch several Teslas at a dealership in Vegas this month was arrested. He's currently in federal custody, and the FBI is treating these attacks as domestic terrorism, and some Democrats are calling the task force a political weaponization. Alicia?
Wait a minute. Political weaponization? Because the very definition of terrorism is using violence to influence public policy. So if you're burning Teslas, trying to destroy a publicly traded company owned by a guy that's trying to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse, and you're opposed to that, you're trying to influence public policy. So you fit the very definition of terrorism. CNN even reports about it.
All right, this just in, we're seeing new dramatic video of seven Tesla cars burning outside a showroom in northern Germany. So far, police have not confirmed the cause of the fires or connection to the international protest against Elon Musk. This comes as Tesla facilities are on alert as the hashtag Tesla Takedown movement sparks global protests targeting the automaker. These are live pictures right now of protests in New York and D.C. Organizers say they're trying to send a message against Elon Musk's role in gutting entire U.S. government agencies and the mass firings of federal workers. Demonstrators in Germany today holding signs and actually laying on the floor of a Tesla showroom in Berlin in opposition of the Trump administration policies. The Tesla Takedown movement denies any involvement in vandalism against Tesla in recent weeks.
Of course they do. Do you believe them? I don't believe them for a New York minute. Not at all. Now, when we get back, you'll hear from Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, who's really upset that, hang tight. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103, keyword Michael. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Senator Murphy and his dumbassery next.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. The box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help families update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive.
Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 sale. LegacyBox.com/keepsake.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I know on Saturdays and weekends you've got other things to do, and the fact you take time to listen to me, whether it's live or podcast or delayed, I certainly do appreciate it. And I hope you'll consider listening to the weekday program, too, on podcast or live, either way. And while you're at it, give me a follow on X at Michael Brown USA. Goober number 6085 makes a really great point. Goober 6085 writes this. Michael, I don't understand, quote, take down Tesla. They want you to sell your Tesla to whom? Doesn't that mean somebody else will just own the Tesla? Makes no sense. Well, Goober number 6085, that's because you're not a terrorist. Yeah, they want you to sell your Tesla, but what they really want you to do is go burn it. And if you're not willing to burn your own Tesla, they'll do it for you. Somehow, that's justified because Elon Musk, who happens to be the richest man in the world, well, that makes him evil. And trying to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse, well, that makes him even more evil. Eviler. And so we get stuck with real, real stupidity. It was kind of interesting because the Senator, Chris Murphy, seems to think that this whole idea about Tesla and take down Tesla and all these things going on is somehow related to, well, you figure out yourself.
Now, this resolution claims to say...
I should clarify. Republicans were trying to pass a resolution condemning vandalism of Tesla dealerships or Tesla cars. Why would you be opposed to a resolution that condemns vandalism?
Now, this resolution claims to say something about domestic terrorism. But the only terrorism, the only violence it mentions is violence carried out against, you guessed it, Elon Musk. On an annual basis, there are 11,000 reported incidents of domestic terrorism. 11,000. Only a handful of them impact Tesla dealerships, but they're the only acts of violence mentioned in this resolution. 52% of the reported attacks were based on racial or ethnic targeting by radicalized attackers, but they aren't mentioned in this resolution. Only Elon Musk is mentioned in this resolution because a different set of rules apply to him.
Really? What are those rules? What? Seriously? And by the way, this is a resolution condemning acts of vandalism against Elon Musk's company, Tesla. Now, if you want to introduce one against vandalism against McDonald's, well, then, Senator, why don't you introduce that resolution? Or if you want to introduce a resolution about vandalism of any other sort, but you could do that too. But this one just happens to be about Tesla. And it's just a resolution. So what you're saying is you're refusing to condemn vandalism that really crosses over into domestic terrorism.
Because he is in charge and he deserves protection that no one else gets. He deserves a White House TV commercial for his cars. He deserves to get...
Wait a minute. Didn't Joe Biden have some electric vehicles on the South Lawn exactly where those Teslas were parked and talked about how this was these were the cars of the future? I think they were Fords. So that's okay, but Donald Trump's bad.
He gives himself contracts and steal from his competitors. He deserves to have his own resolution. And people are asking why. Why does the richest man in the country get this special treatment?
Oh, because he's the richest man in the world. Ooh, is that what you're saying?
To most people, it feels pretty fishy. It definitely feels wrong. Now, I hate violence of any kind, whether it's perpetrated against right, left, or center.
But this violence is okay, so I'm going to argue against this one.
I've spent my life on this floor fighting violence, but
Well, if you spent your life on the floor, you've been there too long, so why don't you go home?
I also hate inconsistency, so I'm going to make my colleague a pretty reasonable offer here. At the same time that President Trump is saying that he's going to vigorously pursue people that attack Tesla dealerships, he's giving pardons to the people who beat the hell out of Capitol police officers. So I don't think that we should consent to a resolution that says we care about violence, but only when it's committed against the business interests of the richest man in the world. And I have a way to solve that problem. Senator Murray has a really simple resolution. A resolution that expresses our disapproval of the pardons that were issued for the very specific set of individuals who on January 6th brutally attacked Capitol police officers. I understand that many of my Republican colleagues think that the people who trespassed here shouldn't have been prosecuted. Let's set aside that disagreement.
Oh, let's just ignore that. That there were many people that were maliciously prosecuted who committed no crimes, but let's just brush that aside for a moment. Okay, then why don't you go see the treatment of even those who may have committed an act of vandalism? You know, maybe they broke a window, maybe they pushed open a door, maybe they stole Nancy Pelosi's lectern, maybe they did something. Did that deserve a felony conviction and years in jail? I don't think so, but that's what you're arguing.
This resolution just says that the specific set of people who viciously attacked police officers, the ones that hit the police officers over the head with metal poles, that those people shouldn't have been given a get out of jail free card. And so why don't we just be consistent? Why don't we say that violence matters when it's committed against Elon Musk's dealerships, and it matters when it's committed against the people that protect us.
Bottom line is, Senator Murphy just doesn't want to condemn domestic terrorism because he's also in favor of waste, fraud, and abuse. That's what's really going on. Thanks for joining The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.